Bear Hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
Interesting and also award-winning columnist and fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine. We call him the Doc. His name is Gord Peiser. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Doing great, Ange.
Wonderful Canada Day-long weekend to you and yours.
Well, thank you. You know, it's absolutely, you can't believe how gorgeous it is right now. Pure blue sky. We've got a heat warning in effect, 40 Celsius tomorrow. So it's magnificent.
Gord, is there worry about fires at all yet?
You know, there has been, Ange. We really haven't got like a full day of steady rain yet this spring. So the heat warning and fire safety ratings are really moving up quickly. So, yeah, we got to be careful about that. No question about it.
Now, you recently wrote a blog I was interested in about weather reports and the Great Lakes Weather System Boys. Now, how does this work? How do you get those reports?
It's amazing, Ange, and I'd really, you know, anyone that's going out fishing this weekend, maybe for salmon out of the Toronto area, Port Credit, or bass down by Kingston, you know, out of Kincardine or Sarnia up on Lake Huron, Thunder Bay for Superior. An amazing system, and almost no one I've talked to is even aware of it. And if folks go on outdoorcanada.ca, I wrote last week's blog about it. It's the most amazing thing, Ange. I've listed the telephone number, and so you simply send a text message to this number. And if you first go online, and I've also included where the website is, it shows you where all the boys are on the Great Lakes and the numbers of those boys. And so when you send the text message, you simply put in the subject line, the number of the marker boy, and instantaneously it sends you back the air temperature, the water temperature, the wave
wow.
heights. It's amazing. And not only for safety, but you can actually plant some pretty good fishing things around it.
No kidding. And this information is available where? How can folks get onto that?
Go to my blog on the water online on Outdoor Canada, so outdoorcanada.ca. And I've listed there. First, go to the website. It's actually out of the U.S., but it's included. And you know what? I actually hear, Ange, that some of the marker boys in Lake Simcoe are going to be included. And
wow.
But right now, it's all the Great Lakes. And so you simply look on the map, and it shows you each of the marker boys, and there's a number associated with it. And all you do is type in the number of the boy, so 41202, punch it in, and you get back instantaneous weather and water information, wave height, water temperature. It's really, really, I mean, here I am in Kenora, and I'm punching in marker boys on Lake Ontario. It's so fascinating to see what the
wow.
water temperature is.
Wow, I got to go. So outdoorcanada.ca.
Yes, and then check for my blog, and you'll see the blog there. And you
Perfect.
Just click on it, and it'll take you right exactly to the spots.
Gordy, you heard this week the Minister of Natural Resources, the Honorable John Jakubowski, finally put it out to the federal government that we need some carp regulation changes for two rods. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, you and Ange, I'm not going to say we helped, Ange. I've written several blogs about this. It's crazy. We have the opportunity now. The only thing that was holding back Ontario from hosting the World Carp Championships was the fact that, and it's 100% catch and release for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So here you, now we have the opportunity to have the World Carp Championships here. And I know bass guys are going to think this sounds crazy, but the World Carp Championships put things like Bassmaster Classic and the FF, it puts them to shame. This thing
That's
is
massive.
Covered worldwide, and it will put the Great Lakes and the Great Lakes carp fishing on the map, and I'm willing to bet, Ange, once they have the World Carp Championships here, they'll start talking about having them here every year.
Oh, without question, we got the best carp fishing in the world.
Unbelievably
good. All we have to do is just change the regs. My friend, thank you very much. I appreciate it. For folks wanting more information on that, we do need your help. You can go to fishingcanada.com, go to the news section, and you'll see the whole story, and it'll lead you to where you can put in your comments. Gordy, have yourself a wonderful long weekend, my friend.
You too, and happy Canada Day.
Same to you. Gord Pizer, the doc for Outdoor Canada Magazine. That are it, folks. We got to run on behalf of the entire ODJ radio team. Steve Malabdi behind the glass. JW, our producer, who's on the road this week somewhere traveling around. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great long weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.